This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Ooh. Rocket Mortgage, they found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do be all my friend Nick, come around, flash the floor to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, tides are tattered, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out, ooh. I will this tonight from New York. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a way you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Coming up, our buddies from Santa Sonia, the band, Mike Mushok and Adam Gontier, are here to talk about their latest album and tour dates. Santa Sonia is here tonight, live. And that's coming up in about 10 minutes, allegedly. And then Dale Murphy, our old buddy, the Braves legend, will come on at 1103 East, 803 West to talk about the Braves and Cardinals series, right? That starts tomorrow. Plus, you got the Nationals and Dodgers tomorrow. Right now, the Rays are pounding the A's 5-1 at the dump in Oakland in the East Bay. It has been all Rays all night, Carver High, home runs early, Diaz going off, what, twice in the game? The guy jacked two home runs, that's all she wrote.
Yep. Well, listen, we thought it was that, you know, the Brewers took an early lead last night, and out of nowhere in the eighth inning, the Nationals took the lead. So there's a little bit a bigger deficit, but still some time in this game. A lot of innings, a lot of outs left to get.
It's true,
and I'm on the Rays, and I try. I went back.
Outs.
I went back to the well with the dog tonight. I went right back to the well, but I'm gonna wait until I get 27 outs tonight before I get excited.
Yeah, but I mean they're in the top of the sixth, and it's a 4-run lead. It does not look good to me, if you ask me. I mean, 2 runs is different than 4. It really is. There's a huge. I mean, they could change pitchers 3 times if they give up a run. You know. I mean, they could literally deal with a 4-run lead 1 at a time. They don't even have to sweat it, to be honest with you. The minute they get in trouble, they'll yank the pitcher. Your boy Cash, he doesn't mess around, right? So I'm not feeling it tonight. Last night, I think they had a shot down a couple runs. I think you get down 4 this late, you're in big trouble. Because you get tight. That you grab the bats tight, and guys just have lousy at-bats, I think. But we'll see. The A's are a mash unit, and they could get hot in a hurry in one inning.
Only takes one rally.
One big rally is the difference. I'm not feeling it, though. The Dodgers will start Walker Buehler, in game 1 against the Nationals tomorrow night instead of Clayton Kershaw. Is this the right move for the Dodgers? Who's going?
I think it is,
who's
actually.
Who's going, Corbin and the other one?
Yeah. I believe it is. Look, I think that you're seeing here the kind of passing a little bit of the torch of who's the man in the Dodger rotation, right? I mean, Kershaw's been the man for so long.
Right.
And now this new young kid is in, and he was their best pitcher this year. I know Kershaw was very good like he usually is, but Walker Buehler is their guy now.
He was better.
And he is now their next.
He's the man.
You know, their next guy.
Is he shaving yet?
And also maybe, and I haven't seen when they're lining Kershaw up. I don't know if he's pitching game two or game three. I didn't see any of that, but right. You know, sometimes those are bigger games. Maybe you want the more veteran guy who's been there like Kershaw to pitch game three on the road, you know, something like that. So.
Right. So we'll talk about that. Both of those series go on Thursday night. The Pats lose kicker Steven Gostkowski to season-ending hip injury. He's been one of the best kickers in the NFL for years, but has struggled through the first 4 weeks. Now we know why he was struggling, right? His hip was mangled. And then they denied that they were trying out kickers, but they were. So they lied through their teeth.
Belichick, I'm not trying out any kickers. I mean...
Meanwhile, that's what they've been doing. The NHL season squares off tonight. The season openers, four games on the ice. The Leafs were winners over the Senators in Toronto, 5-3. Going into the start of the third in St. Louis, the defending Stanley Cup champs, if you can even imagine saying it, the Blues, 2-2 with the Capitals and Ovi in the Arch City. San Jose and Vegas getting ready to go out west. That game's at 10:30 East. Also getting ready to drop in Edmonton for Alberta. The Canucks and Oilers with Connor McDavid on ice tonight out on the other coast. This game in St. Louis, pretty good, Carver High, with the Blues and Caps, just like you knew, the last two Stanley Cup champs going at it, all knotted up in the third.
Yeah, good game out there tonight as they raise the banner.
So what happened in the Toronto game?
They got down early, and then they whacked them like they should because Ottawa's awful. I think Tkachuk scored like in the first minute of the game, somewhere around there.
Right.
And then the Leafs whacked them after that. They named John Tavares new captain tonight. Had a big ceremony for that.
John Tavares is a new captain?
New captain of the Leafs.
So let me get this right. Auston Matthews had a pair of goals in the second at 8:02 and 14:50. The second one, a power play from Marner and Tavares. Early on, it was 1-0 Ottawa, then two straight, Gauthier and Trevor Moore. And then it was 2-1 Leafs and then 2-2. And then Matthews back-to-back made it 4-2. And then they finished him off with a goal and the third, 5-2. Then Bobby Ryan scored late, 17:45 to make it 5-3. That's how it ended. So we'll keep our eyes on these other ones that are going on. I'm watching the Caps right now. Did they just – is that replayitis? It is. That's replayitis. Carver High, very upset he doesn't have the hockey game on.
I got the Oiler game here with the guy singing the anthem.
Oh,
I
mean, so you're working that game?
I'm hoping to be working the other game, but I got to work on that.
I just thought you'd be rocking this Blues game.
Well, especially since after that game is the Vegas-San Jose game, same channel, so.
Blaze, is that his name? Sammy Bly, what's his name? And Pietrangelo with a power play goal. And then Ovi, his first from Carlson and Eller. And then Orloff, the other one. The Caps have scored the last two after being down 2-0. So good game in St. Louis. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get Saint Asonia in here. They're coming in now. We'll talk to them about their new album and tour next on the Bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Here they are again, Adam Gontier and our buddy Mike Mushok from St. Asonia. What up? What up? What up, boys? What up?
How's it going, man?
Adam, good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you too.
My man, it's great to see you guys. When were you here? A few years ago when the first album?
That was it.
Yeah, right? Like what, three, 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think 2015, I guess, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, a while ago. Long time.
But this thing is kick-ass, obviously. So what happened was I got here, and I was playing ball tonight, and then I got here, and Mafia played the album for me as I was getting ready to do the show. I listened to it, like, you know, at least half of it, and I was sitting here getting all my stuff ready, and I was like, this is just sick. It just sounds sick.
Awesome,
it's just badass.
I mean,
it really
that.
Is. It sounds
it,
clean. Did you have fun making the album?
Yeah, absolutely. It took a while. It took a little bit longer than we had hoped. But, yeah, it was a good process making the record this time around. A lot of fun, yeah.
And you did. I heard that the thing with Sully, and I'm good friends with Sully.
Yes.
You did the this song for a movie with him.
Him and I wrote it a while back.
And then brought
back.
It out of the cupboard.
We did it. I'd been sitting around for a minute, and our manager's like, "Why don't you guys try that song again?" And Adam had heard it before; he liked it, and we kind of gave it a little bit of a facelift. We did a little bit of it, and he re-sang it, and here you got it.
So what did that take anything at all, or is everybody down and cool and hip with like, yo, come cut a song with us, let's do this, let's make this happen? Because I know he's a cool dude.
No, totally.
I've known him for a long time. Was it easy getting him to do it?
Yeah, no, we've been friends for years. I mean, staying in Godsmack, we used to play shows together before either of us were signed.
Were you when you were a kid in Boston? Did you know him?
No, because I grew up in Western Mass.
Were you tougher than him as a kid?
Tougher than him. Really?
I mean, like where you grew up, like where he grew up is like where the Femmes grew up, and then you lived where all the like Southie tough guys lived.
Yeah, totally.
Like you know, bare knuckle brawls, and then you know, like
shirts off. Let's do this.
Tattoos, cigarettes.
Yep.
You know, chicks that like to drink whiskey and
Absolutely.
Skip school.
Yep.
Right? Like, I mean, wasn't that happening?
Hair in their armpits, whole deal.
Oh, God, what a grim thought. That's like those Italian chicks when you're down there in the Italian coast in the summer. Didn't you tell me about that, Carver High, the south of Italy? Those chicks with their hairy skank. We got action going here. It's not good.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. So tell me about the rest of the album. Like, because you cut this single Hunted with him. And then what about the rest of it?
I mean, a lot of the stuff we had a few years ago, you know, Mike with a lot of music and, yeah, me with lots of ideas. So we started the process in, I guess, early 2017 and then took a little break, had some stuff happen personally that we had to kind of go through.
Well, you and I have been through all the personal problems. Yeah. Yep. I mean, who hasn't? Like, I could write five books with my behavior and all the bad, illicit, felonious things I've put in my body.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
But yeah, I heard that you actually wrote it when you got straight.
Yeah. Yeah,
You had to go like a little visit, and then you were writing all the songs there.
Yeah, I mean, I went into a treatment center in Minnesota, and when I got out was when we really focused on the record, you know. Wrote a lot of the stuff right when I got out. And
did that help you?
It did. It did. All music has always been pretty helpful that way with writing personal stuff. And sharing it with other people.
What about? Isn't it amazing that we have the same haircut?
It is. I thought that.
I mean, honestly. Yeah. I mean, Mike, look at this.
I'm gonna hop on the bandwagon here.
Honestly, because like,
give me the buzzers. Let's do this. I'm ready.
My daughter told me I looked like a badger tonight. That's not good.
How old is she?
She's 11, and she just is like, "You look like a badger, you femme." That's what she said to me.
Really?
I think we look pretty cool. I clean it with about a half cut. What do you got going there?
Yeah, it's
Adam?
A 0.5.
0.5, that's what I do.
Yeah.
How long does it grow back? In 2 weeks?
Yep. Exactly.
And then you think you look like an idiot when it grows back a little?
Yeah, totally.
And
totally.
You freak out and have to go do it again?
Absolutely.
And then people keep saying, "Why do you keep cutting it that close?" And you're like, "Mind your own business."
Yeah, totally. My wife actually is a hairdresser, so she takes care of it for me, but she doesn't like doing it either. It's too much.
Mike, when is the last time you got a haircut? Like 5-10 years ago?
No.
What are we
looking
at?
It's been a long time. I actually got one recently.
But do you just trim it so that it keeps growing long? Like you do the little quarter inch and still give the guy $20?
I let it go for a long time, and then they kind of cut a decent amount off.
So as you get older, and we're all older now. I'm still balling at 54, but you're still shredding. Like, so when I watch you shred, you really get violently into it. Like, I think you really, I mean, there's potential for disc damage, lower back,
neck. Thing,
I mean, you're messed up, bro. Yeah. But I get off on you playing the guitar. You really go off.
Yeah, a little bit.
With your body. Like, you get, I mean, it's surreal watching you. Does over the years, is there damage? And do you feel like I can't keep doing this?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm about to find out as these shows start to kick in more. I've actually been home for a minute. You know what I mean? Just being busy doing a bunch of other stuff. We finished this record, and being a dad, it's been great to be home for a minute. But yeah, so we'll find out. I actually played my first show back on Friday, and I'm feeling all right now.
Do you, like, so I play ball every day, right? And then, like, 3 days a week I play, like, violent basketball.
Right.
The rest of the days I train. But when you do a show and you're that crazy and you're that into it and your body's going through that, when you're done, how is it a 1 or 2 day recovery for you? Can you go on stage the next night and do it again, or do you go half ass?
No, you can't go. You know, the thing is that...
Because you got to give them their money's worth.
That's it. And once you get up there, you just kind of forget about it. It kind of all goes away. You know what I mean? All those pains. Then you get off and you go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
time and time again, I'll look over and see Mike playing in the middle of a set or middle of a song. You know, certain parts of the song where you just feel it, you know, it's super heavy. Right. And I look over and, I mean, he's hunched over, like, you know.
What do you
guitar
think
on the ground. And, I mean, watching Mike play, it just kind of gets me into it. Like, there's so many moments during the set where it's just exciting. You look over and he's freaking out.
So you got your drummer to play with you, and then your cousin.
That's right. Yeah.
And how's that working out? Like, well, you've made changes to the band. Has it worked out? Are you happy now? What's the deal?
For sure. Yeah, they were pretty seamless changes. I mean, Kale, my cousin, we've played music together since, you know, we were like 5 years old. So eventually we knew we'd be in a band together, and it just seemed to make sense this time around.
He's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So we'll come back and talk about Flawed Design a little more and the tour dates. And I want to talk about sports with you because your team played tonight. Right. And then you got a bunch of wussy teams. I was about to say something horrible on the air. Did you see I stopped in mid-swing like Tiger Woods? I was just going to drop a P right there.
You talk about the best franchise ever in the history of football.
I was going to talk about your P teams, all your P teams up in Boston. We'll come back with Saint Asonia, one of my favorite bands. They're back after a little hiatus. Every time they cut an album, it's just absolutely ruthless and kick-ass. It shreds. You got to get the album. You got to see them live. Mushok's a trip. He's messed up in the head. You got to see him perform live. We'll talk sports with these guys a little more about their album and the tour dates coming up on the bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Wow. Saint Asonia is shredding again. Are you getting tons of airplay on satellite and on radio stations, or are they scared of you?
No, it's doing well.
No, that
song's doing well, for sure.
So far, so good.
So it's going to be released later this month, and how hard is it to grind and make a living selling albums anymore in this world? I just want to know from, like, how it used to be. Like, when you and I were growing up, we went to the record store and bought our albums.
It's so different.
And vinyl, it's so different. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like I got the record, and it was emailed to me in a file, and I don't even know how to share it with people. Like, my wife, I don't know how to get it to her. I'm like,
has it killed it?
A CD. I can't, you know what I mean? Here you go.
Right. Is it killed? Like, is it now all about touring? Because it always has been about touring, but is it so bad now because of people, like, stealing your work and sharing it?
Yeah,
you talk about me and my picks. Right. Same thing. They steal your music.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, nowadays everybody's streaming it.
So what do you do about it?
The margins are just much less. I don't know. It's a really good question.
As musicians, I mean, to make money, you got to tour. You have to tour, and you got to sell merch, and you got to sell tickets. And I mean, if you can't do that, it's
so rough. You're both dads now, right? Mm-hmm, so you had a kid just recently.
Ago. Yeah, he's 2 years
What's
old.
What's his name?
Asher.
Asher, that's badass. And how's that going for you? You like being a dad?
I love it.
It's a trip, right?
It sure is.
He's got
a
3-year-old and he's got a 6-year-old, and mine are now teenagers. Tonight, my son played basketball with the men. Like, he's 15.
Really?
He's playing ball with grown men, violent grown men.
Right.
And then my daughter, I told you, said I was a femme. And I look like a badger.
Badger. Right.
And she went to the haunted. She's crazy, right? So she goes to see a rated G movie with her little sissy friends, and then she sneaks in to see the rated R It.
Really?
And she just jimmies right into it.
You caught her?
No, she just told me.
Oh, geez.
She goes, I slipped right into the rated R movie and got her popcorn and rocked it. So once they get to be teenagers, they're freaks. Then they think you're not cool anymore.
Right.
And then they stop talking to you, and then they steal your money.
Right. I've been warned about all of it. Yeah. I'm expecting all that stuff.
My kids both turn 13 in about 3 weeks.
Oh, so you know.
Mike's dealing with that right now.
But,
yeah.
Does he come home and, like, go up to his room and just ignore you? Ever? Hey, what's up, Dad? And then you don't talk to him again the whole night?
I mean, I try to engage him, go play catch or, you know, basketball or, you know what I mean, whatever we can, you know, keep him busy.
Right.
Yeah.
But does he go out and play video games hours at a time?
The phone.
On the phone.
The phone drives me nuts.
What are the kids, like, the 2-year-old has no clue what you do. What does the 13-year-old think of you being a rock star?
I don't know. I don't think they really even
care.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that what does that make you feel like?
It doesn't matter to me.
You're just cold as ice. You just go grind and don't care.
That's it. I mean, I'll go coach a baseball game, take my daughter to a horse show, and you know what I mean? That's it.
But you make this great music, and you tour all over the world, and you guys do great live shows. And then who likes you the most? Like your family, your wife, your mom and dad, your buddies? Who has been your best supporters, both of you, in your life as a musician?
I mean, listen, obviously it has to be the wife. I mean, you're away all the time. You know what I mean? So they got to, you know.
My kids don't even listen to the show. They don't. Right. Oh, they never. They don't care at all. They know what I do, but they're like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, right. You're on 200 stations across the world. Like, they
don't.
Oh,
I don't think it matters to them at all.
So the first couple of years are hard, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's no joke. The diapers, and then it drives you nuts. Then they start walking and smashing their faces in with furniture.
I miss those first years.
Right?
It's a lot of fun, though. I absolutely love it.
We couldn't get out of the car. She'd take my hand every time. That stopped about a year and a half ago.
Right.
And it still makes me want to cry. Because
they just don't do it anymore.
No, they could care less.
How quick it goes by. It's crazy.
We were at Universal this year. My son took my hand for no reason. I was like, why is he doing this? I go, I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to enjoy it.
That's crazy. So tell me about Cat Fest coming up in Oak City. Isn't that, are you doing that this month?
Yeah, we are doing that.
When is that?
October 26th.
The day after the album comes out.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll be in Oklahoma City. That's a big festival there. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I saw that. Candlebox, Bad Wolves. And then you're playing Minneapolis a month later, right before Thanksgiving, with Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds like a couple of good gigs.
Yeah, for sure. We've got some scattered shows, like a couple club shows and a couple festivals, and then probably off for Christmas, and then get back to it in the new year.
I heard you're playing with Stain this weekend up in the woods.
We are, yeah. We got a couple of gigs. We had our first gig back in 5 years on Friday.
I heard that, your boy went country or something. How's he like that?
He loves it. You know what I mean? He's good. The kid's talented.
He reminds me of that guy I can never... Tom Kiefer. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, of course. Cinderella.
Yeah, he was... Yeah. He went country, too, after he blew out his voice.
Really?
Yeah, he shredded his voice doing heavy metal for 15 years.
Right.
Every night in... This is Sold Out Arena! And then... now he's doing love songs and country songs, but they're really good. He's really good at it.
Right on. No, so is Aaron. I mean, you know what I mean? He's good at it. He's done it for a long time, and we had an opportunity, some offers that, you know, we figured let's try and do a few shows. So we had a few shows this year. Still getting together
and playing?
Yeah, it's great.
You guys are awesome. That band's awesome. I'm surprised that you don't. Personally, I'm very disappointed because you guys never really do anything anymore. He's gone his own way, and you guys once every 5-10 years have a concert. Like, how lame is that? Like, honestly, because you guys are so kick-ass, I think you suck for not playing more. I mean, honestly, that was one of the best bands ever.
Right on, thank you.
This band's badass. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Exactly. Do you get disappointed? Do you get bummed out about it at all?
No, I mean, listen, it is what it is. I mean, you know what I mean? Take the opportunities as they come. You know what I mean? Make the most of whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you've certainly done that. I'm a huge fan, and I've always followed you. Tell me about your Leafs. Do you think they'll ever have a defense? Because they got all the goal scoring. They won tonight 5-3.
That's right.
Matthews had a couple. Yeah. Hey, at least he didn't pull his pants down. You know, did you hear about him pulling his pants down?
Yeah, that's the only news story in Canada.
But that's
at the moment,
no foul if you don't pull your skivvies down too. If you just have your underwear on, that's like a lame.
Right.
That's like a half pull down, Moon Bay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, I heard a little bit about
it. Who cares?
Of course, it doesn't. Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
If you don't show your crevasse or your onions, it's no foul.
Right.
That's
right.
Nothing. Okay. That's amateur.
Surprise is nothing.
But you think they'll ever win the cup? I mean,
they suck. Come on, man.
It's not happening.
They do not suck. I'll tell you one thing. They're definitely gonna win the cup.
Here's the last question I got for you about your teams. The Jays. You think your boy Vladdy Jr. will lose 20 pounds? He said they want him to lose 20 pounds in the offseason.
That's right.
Because he's a fat ass, but he can rake. The guy's a great player.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you care if he's awesome. Heavy because he can rake?
You know what? I watch a lot of Jays games this year, and he said that he's gonna try to get in the gym and start working out and shed some pounds stuff. I think he's really talented, obviously. I think he's going to be a machine.
Do you go to Leafs games? Do you have tickets and everything? Do you live for it? Do you love the juniors and the minors?
Marlies.
Yeah, the Marlies. I've done games there. I've called games
up
there,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, you know what?
I called Leafs games,
been to a couple Marlies games.
I was the Thrashers play-by-play guy.
Is that right?
When they first came into the league, I was their first play-by-play guy. Nice. How about your sissy teams?
Which one?
Well, the Celtics now have Kemba. The Red Sox are going to lose Betts and Martinez. They had a crappy season. The Yankees are pimps. And then, at least your Patriots are still winning Super Bowls. You got that going for you.
We're still defending champions,
and the Bruins,
I believe,
lost in the finals, and now they're going to go,
stupid. Yeah. Well, you got to have this on, too. I got to watch this, right? Go Caps.
Right, I'm sure. But do you have fun kicking the Leafs' ass every year?
Every year.
Oh,
we did it again this year. Yes, it was fantastic.
Let's not do it.
Do people up there, when they lose to the Bruins every year, do they stop,
anger,
like, eating and start snorting ice and stuff?
Totally. The whole country goes
glass.
Into it. Yeah, all of it.
I mean, honestly, because all they do is bend over every year.
The streets of Toronto filled with people watching the game just to be disappointed every time they lose.
That's all the past. We can talk about the past as much as you guys want.
So,
let's talk
a few
about
months
the future.
Ago, what are you talking about?
Listen, that wasn't that long ago.
Where'd
you cut the album at? Where did you make it? I know this production company you did the album with.
Right. No, we did drums at a studio down in Southern Connecticut, but our producer has a studio. We did most of it at his place right in New York, upstate New York.
I think your Saint Asonia website's kick ass and the store's pretty cool. You're selling hockey pucks in there. That's Gandhi. I love that.
Right. Canadian. What do you expect?
I think Toronto's a great city. It's New York. It's New York without hate.
Yeah. Right.
People are cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And people here are D's. They're just D's here. Everybody's nasty.
Yeah.
People here are vicious, and up there they're just cool. Right. There's a big difference.
Right. Is there really? I mean, I've spent a lot of time in New York. I lived in Toronto for years and years and years, and I mean, a lot of times I come down here, I hear people say, you know, New York is not as mean as
That's
people make it out to be.
That is just so not true.
When I'm down here, I've never lived here, so in Boston and New York,
everybody's a hard ass.
Yeah, everybody's a hard ass. No question.
And a chick will kick you in the shin before she lets you get a cab or an Uber before her.
Right.
Like, it's not like, excuse me, you're up first and you hold the door open for her. Those days are long gone. She'll hock her on you, elbow you in the mouth, and take your cab, and then driving away, she'll give you a half moon bay and a finger.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
She was sexually assaulted by you.
Listen,
I
want no part of it. Listen, I'm rooting for you guys. Check them out. Later this month, the album comes out on the 25th. Buy the album. See them live at Oklahoma City on the 26th. And then November 21st, First Ave, Minneapolis, they're doing another show up there. I told you about it with Coheed and Cambria. Those are great bands. Sounds cool. That sounds like a fun time. It's great seeing you guys again, Mike.
Thanks
and
for
Adam.
Having us. You too, man. Thanks
congrats
so
much. On the success.
Thank you.
The album sounds just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, man.
It sounds badass. Keep pumping out great albums. It must be tough to put new bands together and make them successful in this day and age. And I'm pulling for you and rooting for you. You guys have a great sound. Everything about the band is just ripping, so keep it up, and it's good to see you again.
Thank you so much.
Stay healthy, all right, bro?
As always.
I love you. It's good to see
you.
Mike, my man. There they are, Saint Asonia, the great rock band. You got to check them out. I told you where to go. Don't screw up. Buy the album. You'll dig it. See them live. Badass. It sounded fantastic, didn't it? And our boy Sully's on there with the Cut Hunted. Good stuff. I love Saint Asonia. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Coming up, Dale Murphy, the Braves legend, will join us to talk about the Braves and Cardinals. Do you think St. Louis can upset the Braves? And we'll talk more later about the Dodgers and Nats. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.